Welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series, where your host, Andy Jacob, interviews leading entrepreneurs, founders, and CEOs about their incredible companies and discusses their unique entrepreneurial journeys. If you're the CEO or founder of an exciting and exceptional company, the editorial team of .com Magazine welcomes you to pitch your business story to appear on this exciting interview series by reaching out to Mr. Jacob at .com Magazine at .commagazine.com. And without further ado, here is another amazing entrepreneurial story on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series.
Hello, everyone. Andy Jacob here with the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. I've had so many people reach out to me on the show and they say, Jake, listen, we love it when you bring financial experts on the show. It's always remarkable. We learn so much from you. And when are you going to bring a mortgage expert on the show? When are you going to bring a worldwide or really an American leader on the show with regard to mortgages? I'm sure Andrew also could talk about the worldwide mortgage market as well. Andrew Russell is the owner and founder of RCG Mortgage. And we went through the Rolodex and we were looking for real leaders in the space. And Andrew is very well known throughout the New York area. He's really a leader. You know, he was born and bred in New York. He's a native currently living in Huntington. He's a very resourceful entrepreneur. He really knows everything about mortgages. He's a leader in the space. He gets brought on for conferences and they bring him to daises. He speaks at, you know, mortgage gatherings. I mean, he's really a go-to guy. So we wanted to bring Andrew on the show and talk about mortgages today. Andrew Russell, welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Well, thank you, Andy. That is some intro. Wow, that'll never be replicated. So thank you so much for having me. It's great to be able to speak with you.
I love having you on the show. I mean, everybody knows you throughout the New York area. You're a go-to mortgage guy. I guess I'll call you a mortgage guy, mortgage professional. You know, you've been able to help so many people with their mortgages, both purchases and refinances. I mean, throughout the years, you've got a great team at your company at RCG. You only hire the best of the best to come work for you. But before we get started and dive into mortgages, let's pull the lens back to 30,000 feet just a bit and tell us about RCG Mortgage.
All right, RCG Mortgage. So I'm owner and founder of RCG Mortgage. We opened in April of 2017. We started with three people, myself and two. And here we are closing out 2021. We're going into the 40s. From an employee perspective. You know, when I started the company, you know, I'm like the type of guy, I like to be the best, but I like to do it the right way, you know, build something that is a legacy for myself and my family, but do it the right way. It's not a money play for us. It's serving the community, serving our realtor partners and our clients alike. So how do you do that? I spent a lot of time in the think tank, you know, business planning, right back here, war rooming, you know, what will make us great from a service level perspective and just like a scalable company perspective. So we opened in April of 17. By the end of 2018, I felt we were ready to hit market and build our market share. And then here we are, you know, the end of 2021. And I can comfortably say we're the preferred go-to mortgage company for a multitude of real estate companies, from Keller Williams to Exit, you know, to some huge companies, especially in New York. I'm real proud of the team and, you know, sky's the limit for us.
I love it, Andrew. Of course, so many realtors depend on RCG to give their clients, you know, fast mortgages, to take care of them in the mortgage process. You know, when you start getting referrals from real estate companies as the go-to mortgage lender for their clients, that says so much about what you're able to do, because realtors don't monkey around. You know, when they find a mortgage lender that they like, they stick with it. And when you've earned their business, that's a great feather in your cap. Let's talk about it a little bit, because we've got the purchase market going on right now, Andrew. We've got the refinance market going on. Real estate is super hot all over the country. Of course, I'm in San Francisco right now, but everybody knows I'm out of Arizona. Arizona's hot market. What's going on with this purchase market as you see it from a mortgage perspective in your area?
I mean, yeah, to your point, right? You find a great mortgage guy, a real estate agent, holds on for dear life because, Andy, mortgage is very, very difficult. Why? I don't know. You know, in the typical first-time buyer, they correlate, like, I'm going to get a mortgage. So it's just like if I want to get a Toyota, I go into three Toyotas. One is $450, one's $425, one is $399. Cool, I'll take the $399. Same car, right? They check your credit. They ask a few things. Done. You know, you sign and drive. That is not the mortgage process, especially in New York. It is very, very difficult to get a mortgage in New York. So, you know, there's a lot of loan officers, tens of thousands at least, maybe even more, maybe hundreds of thousands in New York. I don't even know. But it doesn't mean that everyone is the same. There's so much that goes into the mortgage process. Who you work with, what company they work for. Are they a mortgage broker company? Do they work at an FDIC bank? Are they a mortgage banker? What does that even mean? Are they at a credit union? So that is something the American consumer, let alone the New York consumer, doesn't know. So it's my job, like, to educate, right? People don't just wake up, Andy, and say, oh, RCG, brr. Like, you know, I'm going to give Andrew, I'm going to hit him up on text. You know, our job is to educate because we are the best stop for them. We offer the best rates. We have the best service. We're the industry professional. If we tell you we're going to do something, guess what? We're going to do that. And again, that's what separates us from the rest, you know, is knowing our craft through and through, being the high level specialist. If you're going in for surgery, you want to go to a surgeon that specializes in that surgery, right? Not someone that can kind of do everything, but isn't necessarily the specialist. Right. And that's exactly where we are. So the purchase market is hot. You know, we have some great relationships with our realtor partners offering great service. But, you know, we're excited for next year moving forward because the values have gone up. You know, there's been some real craziness in the New York market post COVID. It should cool a little. I mean, as busy as realtors are, some of them wanted like a minute off to be able to take a breath, have a glass of wine with their husband or wife and, you know, be able to enjoy life a little bit. But, you know, the business is definitely booming. If you're at the right company and you're doing the right thing by your clients, you know, it's a great field to be in and it's very rewarding.
Yeah, Andrew, that's awesome. And of course, mortgage people are not all the same. And if I'm a realtor in the New York area, I'm a real estate firm, or I'm an agent or even a broker of a firm, and I'm thinking about this transaction. You know, it's such an important transaction for people. They've got such an emotional and financial investment in purchasing a home. And with mortgages, if you get the wrong mortgage guy or gal, a lot of things can go wrong, which is why these brokers and these real estate agents reach out to you, Andrew, at RCG, because it's such an important transaction that they need everything done right. And they really love the type of communication that you're able to give at RCG to both them and their clients. You're known for that throughout New York. Let's talk about that. Where does that communication with the real estate agents and the clients come from? Because that's one of the things that you become known for in a very stellar way at RCG.
Well, thank you, Andy. So look, the secret sauce, right? What is my secret sauce? You wouldn't know this just by looking at me. So I don't have a business background. I have a master's in psychology. You know, I come from a counseling background. So that is the secret sauce. So in other words, we empathize. I sit in the realtor's shoes, the referral partner. I sit in the client's shoes. If I was the client, what would I be looking for, right? That's the whole key to relationships, right? Is empathizing. So if I was a client, I'd want to know what's going on. I'd want somebody to communicate that to me in a human way versus like DTI, LTV, you know, this rate, that rate, 30 or 15 year. Like, think about it. The average buyer has no clue about mortgage. None. Zero. Absolutely nothing. So what happens? They're probably married. They probably have children, Andy. Guess what? Those children have to get into the school district come September. There's a lot of anxiety. And what happens? The more anxiety you have, the more the brain gets clouded, the more like you miss things, the more anxious you get. So like what we do here and why we're so great is a few things. Number one, we have a human approach. We speak to people like there are humans, our friends, our sisters, our brothers, our husbands, our wives versus a file. I've heard my competitors, you know, and I've heard people reference people, your file. I don't even know what that means. Like, what is a file? I mean, let alone everything is virtual now, but like if you treat people as if you would want to be treated, putting yourself in their shoes, that's always been our strategy. You know, that's part of what we do. And then the second thing is you have to be right or wrong, different. You have to be available 24/7. You know, we don't stop communicating Friday at 5. The bell doesn't go off. We're like, all right, peace. See you next week. You know, weekends. When, Andy, do you think all the magic happens in the spring? the weekends, right? Saturday, they're out, they're going on Zillow, they're hitting up open houses, they have their agent showing them 10, 12, 14, 20 houses. I mean, the lines from the previous year are wild from some of these open houses. So if people are out on the weekends, what has to happen? Oh, their mortgage resource has to be available. Us, that's what we offer. I mean, this is pretty much where we live, but like, this is the business, it's a great business. If I was a client, if I was a realtor, Sunday at 2 o'clock, guess what I'm doing? Hey, Andrew, we just sold this house, 500,000, 12,000 in taxes. Man, my wife loves it, but like, can you do me a favor? What does the monthly look like? We might make an offer. Like, that's what we provide. You know, we're there for our clients, we communicate well, and it's things that they can take and understand from a human perspective, but also we're always available. Myself and my team, literally, unless we're sleeping, we will answer, you know, our smartphone is where we live. So unless we're sleeping, we're always available. And that's the key feature to having a great mortgage guy.
I love it, Andrew. And of course, for the entrepreneurs watching the show, rewind what Andrew just said, because it's that commitment to the client that really separates him from the rest, his company from the rest. And in your particular space, whether you're in mortgages, finance, technology, marketing, PR, whatever space you're in, it's always about that commitment to your client. And of course, Andrew and his team understand that, you know, by looking at the war room behind Andrew over his shoulder, I mean, he loves to do that. And that's just a small part of his team, of course, there. But listen, Andrew, one thing that's very fascinating about RCG and what you do and what you train your world-class team about is options. You know, when people call you, like you mentioned, they don't really understand a lot about mortgages. So how important is it sort of to be their counselor, like to say to the potential client, you know, you've got a 30-year mortgage. This is what it's going to look like. This is what that monthly payment looks like. But let's look at where you're at in your life. Maybe a 20 or a 15-year or an ARM or a fixed rate or a variable. That might be a better way to go. Let's talk about some different options and then see what works best for you and your family.
So options are everything, you know, to your point. So, you know, we spoke about this when we spoke initially. So we opened up a mortgage broker company because we want to be able to give the most amount of options, right? This is the whole point of the benefit of the broker versus, you know, the banker or an FDIC or a credit union. So literally, we are on with every bank. We don't get compensated on the type of loan we give. Therefore, it is our job from a consultative perspective versus other companies. You know, not that they're steering still in the industry, but no matter what loan we put our clients in, our company makes the same. So why do I say that? Because our job is to give the best mortgage program to the client. We want to ensure when Andy calls us and he's going into contract that we're not steering him into something that makes RCG or the company more money. No. We want to give him the best program for him, for his needs, whether it's a 30-year or a 15-year, like you said, an adjustable, you know, something of the sort. When you have someone working on your behalf, that's truly working on your behalf, that's when you get the best results in mortgage.
I love it, Andrew. Now, let's talk about it a little bit because, you know, back 2000, you know, seven, thereabouts, there were some challenges. You know, we had that subprime thing going on and then, you know, all of the regulations sort of tightened up and it became very, very tight and stringent. But in today's world, for today's borrower, you know, for the borrower that doesn't fit in that nice, neat box, but, you know, needs a little flexibility, maybe they're self-employed or that type of thing. Has the mortgage programs loosened up a little bit for that type of a borrower? And where's all that at right now?
Yeah, it's so funny. I just was on a Zoom webinar this morning with 500 realtors as a mortgage guest, and I literally just touched upon this. And it is, you know, I call it the bougie non-QM, but I just like that word bougie. I always try to find a way to plug that word. But, you know, so like you said, to your point, 07, 08, anything previous, there were subprime loans, there were options, then all of a sudden it's super vanilla, right? Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, you know, that's pretty much the niche. And then it's like, if not that, you know, sorry, right? Then all of a sudden rolled out this thing called non-QM, qualified mortgage, non-QM. It was kind of getting big and then the pandemic happened, unfortunately. And then from there forward, taken off the shelf. But here we are, came back on the shelf, you know, probably around June, May-ish. And then now it's October, November, Now it's very strong. So what does that mean? This bougie new non-QM, which it's just a new subprime. You know, that's pretty much what I call it. There's a lot of alternate ways to check people's income or qualify them for a mortgage, meaning self-employed. That's the huge market now that has opportunities. So typically, we look at tax returns. Everybody that's self-employed, what do they do, Andy? You may be self-employed too. I don't know. I'm not trying to drop the dime on you, but you write off your expenses, right? So if you make $50,000 and you write off $40,000 of expenses, you claim to the IRS, you netted $10,000, but mortgage world, we use the $10,000 for qualification. Oh no, with this new mortgage program, they go off bank statements. So instead of looking at tax returns, we get 12 months of bank statements, we add all the business deposits, and at a bare minimum, we cut it in half. So for instance, if you make $10,000 a month, but you typically write it all off and you show the government, you know, flat or a little bit higher, you can qualify for a mortgage. Now we can use that 10 grand a month with a small expense factor. So the net is self-employed income calculation has changed. If you're self-employed, you can actually get a loan. Finally, it's a huge advantage. There's so many people in downstate New York that own businesses. They have a lot of expenses. They write it off. Couldn't buy a house, you know, if it was the last thing they do on earth. Now we have great mortgage programs for them. And so you say, oh, Andrew, what's the negative? The rates are probably horrible. The fees are probably through the roof. No, the average rate is about a half a percent to 0.75%, which is small. That's the margin now from, you know, the typical vanilla to some of these newer bougie, you know, non-QM type programs. So the product offering is going up, and that's the benefit of working with a broker like RCG Mortgage. We have access to everything, whereas one bank may not specialize in everything. So, you know, if it's not with us, if we can't offer it, no one can. Again, that's our huge benefit. But we have a finger on the pulse of all these new mortgage products, and then we could offer it to our clients and give more clients the opportunity of buying a house.
I love it so much. It's really great. And homeownership is so important. And you mentioned these new programs available for self-employed individuals, and they now have an opportunity versus what it's been like over the past few years to sort of participate in this new homeownership. And all good things happen for them and their families when they participate in this, what we used to call the American dream, and I hope we still do, of home ownership. So it's really great. And of course, you mentioned you're a broker, so you get the best of the best. You know, you get to bring in the best of what the entire umbrella of mortgages has to offer, and you bring that into your team at RCG. And of course, you know, you train your team up and they get to be able to provide really what's the best of the best. It's really a great way to go. Now, Andrew, I know you've only cut out a certain amount of time, and I'm going to bring you back on the show because this is great. And I think your psychology background as an entrepreneur really resonates for me, and I'm sure is going to resonate so much for our viewers. They're hearing you. You're one of the leaders in the space. Everybody knows you in the New York area, and they're saying, wow, he has a psychology background, and he was able to sort of pivot that into being into this financial mortgage industry using what he learned at college, which is awesome. So let's talk about entrepreneurship, because we're going to have some younger entrepreneurs watching the show and they're listening to you, and you're all like, you're like me, you get amped up pretty quick. And yet over your shoulder, you've got a great poster. It says hard work, persistence, late nights, rejection, sacrifices. Let's talk about rejections, because a lot of young entrepreneurs, they hit a roadblock. They hit a pothole in the road. They hit a big wall. Maybe they freeze in the frame. They don't know how to get through it. So maybe, Andrew, you could share, maybe you probably do this with your, you know, boot camp, sharing with your loan officers how to get through a tough time and how to come out the other end really, you know, resonating in a powerful way for you in your life after you get through that pothole.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's so many, you know, coaching groups and books you could read and mentors. And, you know, like I'm a big Jocko guy just because, like, you know, I'm big into the, like, when things get tough, cool, dig in, man. Because guess what? You know, the sunny days around the corner. Yeah, today may be a little bit rainy. Yeah, today was tough. Yeah, maybe you got fired, right? Fired. Oh, my God. Yeah, maybe, you know, the checking account isn't where you want it to be, right? Or you took that risk and it didn't work out. Because guess what? You're going to go to sleep. You're going to wake up. And tomorrow may work. You know, with me, I can comfortably say everybody told me I was going to fail. Everybody, straight up, literally. Oh, you're opening up your own mortgage company in 2017 in the most regulated it's ever been. What are you, crazy? You know, literally, what are you, nuts? And you know what I did? I didn't listen to any of them. I did it. Why? Because I have confidence. So, you know, new entrepreneurs, you know, people starting out in the business space, don't do it if you're not confident in yourself. Like, you have to say, I'm going to wake up in the morning, look in the mirror, look at myself, and know I'm going to do it. And no matter what happens, you don't have to bat 1,000. We all have bad days. We all make mistakes. You know, there's money to be lost, etc. But you have to have confidence. You have to be consistent, right? It's not a 1 or 2 day thing. It could be years. It took me 1.5 years to position myself here to try to spread my wings. I'm an impatient guy, Andy. You think 1.5 years was okay for me to say, I'm going to hold on? Like, it's, imagine having a Lamborghini in your garage and you can't drive it for 1.5 years. That's how I felt. I was so, you see my energy. I'm so excited to offer great service to everybody. So like, but business plan, make sure when you go into business, it's not half, you know, what it business plan, meticulous, talk to industry people, ask, get great mentors, people that care for you, people that want to see you succeed, not frenemies. You know, have a great circle, a great infrastructure when you eventually roll out, right? You know the saying, you have to get the right people on the bus and into the right seat. All these concepts, right? These are all important for new entrepreneurs. But if you have the confidence in yourself, no matter what happens, stay consistent and you will always overcome, right? The risks, the criticism, the rejections. Hard work will always lead to success if you map it out correct. Hard work and success. So success is not every single day. It's okay to have failures. It's not okay to stay down. Always get up, right? Everyone gets knocked down. It's not how many times you get knocked down. It's when you stop getting up, right? That's how you define success to me.
Andrew, wow, that's awesome. You know, that's really what I call a mini Harvard MBA you just gave. And it's no doubt why you always get invited to all these panels and to speak in front of industry experts, because it's just awesome. And of course, you become known for this red carpet service, and you provide this seamless experience for, you know, your clients, for all the clients that your realtor base sends over to you. It's really remarkable what you've been able to build. We're going to have you on the show again. You know, I'm going to call it Entrepreneurship with Andrew. I mean, I love it so much. It's
Andrew's
great.
Andrew's Mortgage Minute, you know?
I love it. The Mortgage Minute. Why not? And we'll do it for 30 minutes. So, Andrew, listen, what you're doing is remarkable. You know, when we did our pre-call, I was very excited to have you on the show. Thanks for sharing so much about sort of what it's all about. You know, I mean, your people are ready. They're willing. They're able. They're available at a minute's notice. They get back to their clients immediately. There's no waiting around. And really, you know, you've really driven that into your team about being the first to the party and not, you know, not being someone that gets back to someone in a day or two. I mean, you're right on it. And that's why the realtors love you. And congratulations on what you're doing, you know, in downstate New York with all the realtors that are sending you business. And of course, the refi business is going to be a huge boom here coming up with all the equity that's being built up with cash out refinances. So listen, Andrew, this is an awesome interview. I'm going to have you back on the show. And I wanted to thank you so much for coming on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Well, thank you, Andy. It's been great speaking with you, and I appreciate it.